You're up early for a Sunday.
Well, Emma reckons it's my turn to make us tea in bed, even though it isn't. Do you want one?
Oh, no, Ta. I've had two already. I thought I'd get some washing on. Give Mum a break. Oh, honestly. I don't sleep all night. Then I drop off at 5 and I'm wide awake at 5:30. Thought I might pop into Felpsham this afternoon. Mum's doing a pizza for tea, but do I get some pancakes in for all the kids when Jake gets home?
It's been quiet without him.
Oh, he'll be buzzing after that football match. Last one of the season. Well, I'll have to check he's done his homework.
Well, Andrew will have made sure. He knows the drill. He's a nice guy.
Oh, he's all right, I suppose. But Jake's got a proper routine here, hasn't he? So much better for kids if they know where they are and what's expected of them.
We shouldn't expect anything of Jake right now. He's only a lad.
He's just lost his mum and needs us on his side, not on his case.
We are, Will. You know that. Emma did apologise, you know. And I won't mention what he said to Kira.
She's all right now, is she?
Yeah, she's fine. We sorted it.
Well, no arguments, no atmospheres. He needs to be somewhere he feels at home. All the kids have to be 100% sure they're welcome here. We can only get through this if we stick together, as a family.
And we will. Because that's what we do, don't we? About everything.
If my kids are out of order, I'll deal with them. I don't need Emma taking over.
She won't.
Okay, just saying.
Oh.
What's that?
Don't mind me. You go back to sleep, Alistair. Oh. Although you look somewhat cramped down there. I was after my reading specs.
Ow! Oh, my neck!
You haven't been on that sofa all night, have you?
Since 10 to 5. To get away from Jazz's snoring. Oh, I miss the stables. How could I imagine I'd end up here, sharing a bathroom with Jazz and McCreary?
We are where we are.
I hate Dan seeing me like this, like some unwanted guest. As if Kenton hadn't done enough damage.
What did Kenton do?
Said too much. You know Kenton.
Well, meanwhile, Shula's telling the world your moving out was a mutual decision. I imagine she's trying to keep the Ambridge gossip machine at bay.
You can talk, quite literally.
I may be many things, Alistair, but I am not a gossip.
You told Dan about us without asking us first.
That's not gossip in the Susan Carter sense of the word.
Water under the bridge. And actually, I'm quite relieved he found out from you rather than someone else.
My thoughts entirely.
You know, it helps, him being here. Gives Shula and me someone else to think about.
As long as you don't put any pressure on him to fix this.
Of course not.
Anyway, can it be fixed, knowing how Shula feels?
Oh, I don't know.
Then talk to her. Tell her how you feel. Make her listen. You don't have to let this happen, Alistair.
Well, they had top brand trainers in the sale, but the guy said these are the ones to have. What do you reckon, Shula?
You're asking me. We called them plimsolls when I was Jake's age. And how's Poppy?
Well, she's getting there, still struggling to sleep. Join the club.
I'm really glad I bumped into you, Will. I wanted to say sorry for last week. Honestly, I didn't mean to come across as insensitive.
Oh, I can't even remember what you said. I probably took it the wrong way, didn't I? I keep doing that. So are you out shopping too?
I've been at the service at Felpersham Cathedral. It's a beautiful space for thinking. Plus, I can be anonymous there.
Well, sometimes you just don't need people swamping you with their pity, saying they're sorry for your loss. How's that going to help?
It makes them feel better.
Still, you've got Dan staying with you and I've got Jake coming home from his dad's this afternoon. That makes it better, don't it? Oh, my paint display's about to run out. I'll see you, Shula.
Bye, Will. Love to everyone.
Andrew, hi.
Will, good to see you, mate.
Oh, I thought it was your car up ahead at the Ambridge turn-off. Is Jake indoors? How was the match? Hope your lot won or he'll be in a right strap.
Thing is...
In which case, maybe some new trainers will cheer him up. I've just been shopping in Felpersham.
Wait, Will, please. Jake isn't here. He's still at my place with Ellie.
But we've got pizza.
Look, Will, we need to talk.
To what do I owe the pleasure, Shula?
Hello, Jim. Alistair told Dan he's sleeping badly, so I thought his orthopaedic pillow might help. Could you give it to him, please?
I'm listening to Brahms' Waltz in A-flat. Homework from my piano teacher, Kiki. She's quite the taskmaster, or rather mistress. Why don't you give it to him yourself?
Or I could just leave...
Alistair! Visitor!
Hi. Sorry, hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, thank you. You must be a mind reader.
You always said you'd have it as your desert island luxury.
Welcome to my temporary abode.
Ah, the famous piano. Are you comfortable here?
Oh, it's fine for now. Apart from Jazza snoring.
No, it isn't fine, Alistair. You shouldn't be here.
We both know why I am here. So you popping round to feel sorry for me isn't any comfort.
It's just... it makes me sad.
You must have known this wasn't going to be a barrel of laughs when you decided our marriage was over.
I didn't mean for you to move here.
Well, what else could I do? I was surplus to requirements at the stables.
Alistair, come back, please.
What, you mean... are you saying you want us to try again?
No, I didn't... Oh, sorry. You come back to the stables and I'll stay at Elizabeth's. I should be the one moving out.
I see. So you've changed your mind, have you? I must admit, Shula, I'm struggling to keep up.
We can make this work. We just have to accept what's happened and move on.
Simple.
We need to adjust to where we are now. And obviously, there's no rush to divorce.
Hang on a minute. Who said anything about divorce?
No, I don't think so.
But we told him yes, Ellie and I.
Without even asking me.
It's Jake's choice, though, isn't it? Not yours or mine.
And when did all this come out?
Last night. Ellie had a proper heart-to-heart with him. He got a bit upset. He tried not to, but... oh, poor lad. She got him to open up.
Open up about what? Sorry, Andrew, you've lost me.
He's really struggling, mate. It's killing me to see.
You think I don't know that? We all are. Like it even needs saying.
And he knows he messed up, upsetting Kira, him and George accidentally breaking that laptop. So he totally gets why Emma lost her rag with him. He does, Will. Even so, I reckon it was the last straw.
Well, Emma was out of order, and I've told her that loud and clear. I swear to you, Andrew, it'll never happen again.
This has been tough on all of you.
So if Emma was the last straw, what was upsetting Jake before that? I need to know so's I can sort it.
Well, obviously he misses Nick. And we all do. But he finds it so hard living in a house that's full of grief. Plus all those visits to the burial ground are really doing his head in.
Oh, they are meant to help.
He hates thinking of his mum buried there. You can see that visiting the burial ground helps you and Poppy, so then he feels bad if he doesn't go with you. He just wants things to be normal again.
Whatever that is.
His own room, his own space. To be able to talk about his mum whenever he feels like it without upsetting anyone. And well, he's got that at our place with me and Ellie.
I'd never have done anything to upset him.
I know that. Obviously, he still wants to visit and see you and all his family. We'll get a proper schedule worked out. What do you reckon? Does that make sense?
Not really. None of it does. Not since the day she died.
OK. So if there's no rush to divorce, why did you even mention it?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done.
Fine. I'll pretend it isn't quite clearly right up there at the top of your to-do list.
I was only thinking of you, Alistair. That we shouldn't prolong this.
Quick and clean and 100% businesslike. No pain, no tears. You move on and I try to work out what in God's name happened to us. Then we can just pretend we didn't happen. Clean slate, new page. How's that?
Look, I know why you're angry.
And hurt. And baffled. And just broken, to be honest. This wasn't meant to happen.
Please move back to the stables. Having your things around you, getting a good night's sleep, that'll help.
I can't believe the way you're thinking, Shula. Do you really think all this will be sorted out with a proper pillow?
That isn't what I'm saying, and you know it.
Where and how I sleep right now are the least of my worries. Not when I've suddenly got divorce on the horizon and I'm trying to work out what I might have done to deserve it.
You didn't do anything.
Oh, you think that helps? What, so like a car crash where no one's liable?
Oh, do you think this is easy for me?
Put it this way. I can see the merits of keeping it businesslike, not getting emotional. But I was rather hoping you might be just a little upset at the end of our marriage. That's what hurts the most. You might be able to draw a line and move on, Shula, but I can't. So until you can acknowledge what you're doing to me, what you've done to us, I'll stay here. And thank you for the pillow.
Thought you could do with a beer.
Yeah.
So, what happened then?
Well, Jake's not here. End of.
Well, yeah, I worked that out. Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine, according to Andrew. I can't make him come home, can I?
Well, we'll see him tomorrow then.
No, that's just it. We won't. He doesn't want to come home, full stop. He wants to stay with Ellie and Andrew.
But why?
Oh, I don't know, Ed. But I had to just sit there and suck it up.
Right.
Why didn't he tell me himself? Why did I have to find out from Andrew?
Well, maybe he didn't want to upset you.
Oh, it's a bit late for that. Listen to this. Ellie's got him to open up. He's barely been in his life 18 months. 2 years tops. If that isn't a kick in the teeth, I don't know what is.
Jake wouldn't mean to hurt you.
Oh, but he couldn't tell me himself. And guess what? I am hurt. I need to show him I understand that, yes, I'm in bits, but we can do this, get through all this together, as a family.
He gets that. He's a sensitive kid.
Does he, though? Not when Andrew and Ellie are giving him all the stuff he doesn't have here.
Well, like what?
Well, his own space, for a start. Away from all the other kids. You know how short of room we are here. I can't just roll over and give him up.
Perhaps you should just leave things be, eh? Give him time to come back when he feels ready.
He should be here with us. If I go along with this, I'll be letting Nick down. And I can't let that happen.
No, I absolutely forbid it, darling. Now, that's all very well, but you and Ian can throw yourselves into work tomorrow.
Have you seen my car keys?
Today, you need to take some time out and do nice things, you know, have a leisurely lunch. All right, Adam, bye then, darling. Bye. Oh, dear.
What's he in a flap about? Too many emails in his inbox?
Don't, Brian. It's actually rather sad news.
Well, tell me then.
The transfer, well, it didn't work. Lexi isn't pregnant.
Oh, that is disappointing. Oh, no, he and Ian would make splendid parents. That goes without saying.
Oh, perhaps you can say that sometime.
I think I just did. I'm sad for them. And I'm sad for you too, Jenny. I know how much this baby means to you. But the way things are at the moment, Adam won't want any words of comfort from me. I'm the baddie in the black hat around here.
I'm rather afraid you are.
Well, I'd love to undo the whole rotten business at Lowmead, but this is where we find ourselves. And I hate it more than anyone.
Oh, we're all finding it fairly unbearable. Are you going out?
Yeah, I'll probably set up at the Bull.
To get on with what?
Well, this and that.
Oh, that certainly narrows it down.
Well, there's nothing to tell you, Jenny. You're just going to have to trust me on this.
I used to be so good at trusting you. But I don't approve of secrets anymore.
Oh, that's such a help, Pat. Thank you.
You did sound a bit desperate.
How can I make stuffed eggs without mayonnaise?
There you go, Gran. Plus some brie and a bottle of rhubarb cordial. Sorry we can't stay. Oh, and some asparagus.
First of the season. How lovely. Oh, Pat, I've been meaning to ask. How's your friend? Bronwyn, is it?
Olwyn. She had to leave.
Oh, that's a shame.
She felt as if she'd outstayed her welcome. I just hope she lets me know where she is, how she is.
Oh, here's Jennifer. I'd better finish making our lunch.
Hello? Are you joining us?
Hi. No, flying visit. Right, come on, Mum. We said we'd be there by 12.
Oh, Peggy, I forgot to bring you Henry's school photo. He looks as good as gold in it.
He is good as gold.
When he's not using up all my kitchen foil to make a moon rocket. I'm not complaining, Helen. I love being granny. And Jack's at such an adorable age. So much fun when they're little, aren't they, Jennifer?
Yes, yes, they are. I'm dying for a coffee, Mum. Shall we put the kettle on?
Well, could you take a message, please? Justin Elliott suggested I ring him. Brian Aldridge. That A-L... Oh, don't worry, I'll try him again this afternoon.
Oh, I thought it was you hiding away here. Is the sun technically over the yard arm?
Let's see. Oh, half an hour ago. Can you get something, Tony?
Oh, it's a bit early for me. And you're on the black coffee anyway. What are you doing here?
I'm working. Suits me very well, actually. I've made this window table at the Bull my unofficial office.
Kenton will be charging you rent soon.
I wouldn't put it past him.
No, seriously, you come here every day?
Well, Adam's in the driver's seat now, so he can use the Home Farm office. He's welcome to it.
Took me a bit of getting used to.
What did?
Not running the farm anymore. Letting Tom and Helen take over the reins.
I'm still the senior partner. I've plenty to keep me busy.
Are you busy now?
I'm trying to get hold of someone who's rather elusive.
Well, then, you can take an hour off.
To do what?
Come to Bridge Farm. I could do with your input on something.
Adam and Ian knew that Lexi might not get pregnant straight away, but they haven't given up. They just need time to get over the disappointment.
So do you, dear. I thought you seemed a bit on edge when Pat was talking about being a granny.
Well, I'm a granny. There's Phoebe and Nolotando and Sipo.
I know, but it's hard when they're all so far away, isn't it? Have some more salad.
No, I'm fine, thanks, Mum. Honestly, some good news for our family would be so welcome right now.
It's been hard on all of you, especially poor Brian.
Oh, poor Brian used up all my sympathy long ago.
Oh, that's rather harsh, dear.
Well, the atmosphere at home now is so fraught. And not just because of Adam encouraging Brian to retire.
That can't have been pleasant for any of you, encouraging Brian to take a back seat. It's not in his nature, is it? I feel for him.
Well, you needn't.
Why not? I don't like being kept in the dark, Jennifer.
All right. I'll tell you. Brian knew full well that poison was being dumped on his land in the 70s.
Surely not.
But he lied to the Environment Agency, as if he was the innocent victim in all of this.
Oh, dear.
And he lied to us until it all spilt out. So don't feel sorry for poor Brian, because he doesn't deserve it. Oh, well, say something.
I don't know what to say, apart from the fact that I wish you'd told me sooner.
I didn't want you to be dragged down with us.
Goodness knows he's lied to us in the past, about Siobhan and Rory. I thought that was as bad as it could possibly get. To be so irresponsible. Mm. To create rifts in the family. Oh, honestly, Jennifer, I hope Brian's well and truly ashamed of himself.
There you are. Sight for sore eyes or what?
Your tractor?
My Fordson Major, in tip-top condition.
Tony, I've seen it a million times. Maybe it just feels that way.
Yeah, she's like the fourth bridge. She may look perfect, but there's always something to tinker with, to adjust and polish, to take apart and put back together again.
Well, I read somewhere the fourth bridge doesn't actually need another coat of paint for years.
Well, didn't I tell you that, Dad? Hi, Brian.
Hello, Tom.
You might have done. Working on the Fordson has been restorative for it and me.
It's finished now, though, isn't it?
Well, who can say?
Look, since I clearly know nothing about vintage tractors, where exactly does my input come in, Tony?
Josh has brokered a very decent offer on it, even though I hadn't asked him to.
He reckons it's worth $3,000 to $4,000 and he could sell it for $4,500.
I do this for me, not to make Josh Archer a millionaire before he's 30.
Well, in that case, hang on to it. That's what you want me to say, isn't it?
Pretty much. We oldies have to stick together.
But steady on, steady on. I'm not ready for the cardi and slippers just yet.
And you haven't exactly hung up your wellies, Dad.
As good as.
Well, we need you this afternoon for our meeting. You hadn't forgotten?
No, Tom, I hadn't.
4 o'clock, kitchen table. Good. I need to catch up with Helen for a pre-meet. See you, Brian.
A pre-meet, eh? Maybe Pat and I should have one too.
Oh, leave them to it. They like to think they're in charge.
Well, they are, more or less. But I'm not too ancient to chip in my 2 pennyworth. We're talking through our expansion plans. But the final decision is with Tom and Helen, and I don't have a problem with that.
Look, I'm pleased you found a level of involvement that suits you, Tony. But I don't plan on taking a back seat if I can help it. I haven't finished yet, not by a long chalk.
Thank you, Susan. Bye-bye.
Afternoon, Peggy. Nice to see you out and about.
Jennifer gave me a lift after lunch. I needed a few things.
Oh, I could have popped them round. You only have to ask.
I know what's going on, Brian.
Of course you do, Peggy.
I'm sure you think it's easy to fool me, that I'll hardly notice if you try to pull the wool over my eyes.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Well, now I know. I managed to coax it out of Jennifer. And I must say, I'm furious.
I see. Your lunch. And what did Jenny tell you exactly?
Everything.
So much for loyalty. And I'd appreciate it. Keep your voice down, please. Don't need the whole village green to hear.
Jennifer has stood by you through thick and thin. You couldn't find a more loyal wife. Goodness knows why after some of your past shenanigans. What possessed you to lie about that toxic waste? Wouldn't it have been better to come clean to the authorities and to your family?
I understand you're upset. You'll just have to trust me that I'm doing my best to get us through this nightmare with as little collateral damage as possible, so there's no more to be said. Now, if you don't mind, I need to take this call.
Right, let's get started. We've got lots to discuss.
Do you want to kick off, Helen, since your cheese-making classes were the pilot for all this?
Okay. Well, in retrospect, I can see I was a little ambitious, thinking we'd have a steady stream of bookings. Having to cancel that one course was definitely a bit of a wake-up call.
I said it wouldn't work, Helen.
That's right, you did.
At least now we have a better idea of what works and what doesn't.
Ian had some thoughts about marketing. Where and how we advertise, spreading the net wider. Maybe offering a course plus B&B at Ambridge Hall.
Teaming up with Linda Snell? Are we really that desperate?
That's not a bad idea. What else did he say?
A monthly rather than weekly classes to get more bums on seats and to know where we want to be 2 years from now.
Running monthly cheese courses in association with Linda? I don't mean to sound negative, Helen, but is that enough?
Well, you know it's not just the cheese, Dad. You've seen our plans. Fermented foods, dairy, sausages, obviously. Maybe even charcuterie.
We've seen your plans for our high-spec kitchen. Can we justify the expense if we're still not sure we're offering something that'll take off?
Yes, I think we can. We're not amateurs, Mum.
Yeah, but we're Bridge Farm. We're a farm. If we're going to invest this windfall, shouldn't it be towards making produce ourselves, not showing other people how to make it?
Well, if we don't diversify, we may as well invest a lot in some magic beans and pray they grow into a beanstalk.
A bit of faith in us wouldn't go amiss, Dad.
Yeah. I have every faith. You two are passionate and focused and you're in it for the long haul. But we need to be sure we're still doing this for all the right reasons.
We are, Mum. Doesn't even need saying.
Indulge me, Helen. Please. When Dad and I went organic, it was because we believed in producing food that was good for the planet and for people. And now here we are. Growing and selling good organic food. And yet millions of people still go hungry every day.
We know that, and it's terrible, but it shouldn't stop us going forward.
How is teaching middle-class mums how to make Borsetshire Blue going to help the people in need?
This is about Alwyn, isn't it? You're still feeling guilty for what you've got and she hasn't.
Your lives diverge for all sorts of reasons.
Investing our windfall and helping people are two different things. You can't do both, isn't that right, Helen?
Look, I'm sorry she left the way she did, Mum, and I really hope she's okay. But, well, her outburst may have cost me that award.
She speaks as she finds. She always has. Yes, it was embarrassing.
It was more than embarrassing.
But she's right. We live in a cosy little organic bubble. It's additive-free and guilt-free, and it makes us feel better. But maybe we need to use this money to get out of our comfort zone and do something that truly helps people.
Like what?
I don't know. I really wish I could ask Alwyn what she thinks. But I don't even know where she is.
uptown girl. She's been living in her uptown
Someone's
world.
In a good mood.
Oh, I like the upbeat songs. They keep me in rhythm. We're well out on strawberry.
Oh, that's good. We're almost out in the shop.
Poppy and Kira like strawberry. Mia likes plain with a spoonful of honey. Jake likes blueberry, and George thinks yoghurt's the devil's work.
Must be quite a challenge trying to remember who eats what.
But they all love chocolate, surprise, surprise. William's always treating them. Yesterday he came home with this enormous box of Belgian truffles. Well, I know he means well, but it's too much.
As long as someone's treating him.
Oh, he gets lots of hugs from his old mum, whether he wants them or not.
It's so hard. On Will, on all of you.
Oh, we're all right, Pat. One day at a time, no point in looking any further ahead than that.
Well, when John died, I couldn't look beyond the next hour. Somehow we got through it. And so will you.
I hope so. Your friend Olwyn's still here?
No. She left a note and just took off.
Oh, I expect she just wanted to get home. You miss your own bed when you're away.
Well, that's just it, Clary. She's homeless. Oh. She's been living in her car.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Well, she don't seem the type.
I've tried to find her. Shelters, food banks, the park. I'm running out of ideas.
Remember when Edward disappeared from our lives without any warning? Talk about sleepless nights.
Where did you look for him?
Every day. I'd ring around all his mates to see if he was squatting or sofa surfing. And Eddie would drive round Borchester and Felbisham in the small hours hoping to spot him. And Edward ending up in hospital like that. Oh, it don't bear thinking about. Look at him now, though. Turned into a really good man.
Yeah, you and Eddie may have had something to do with that.
One thing I do know, Pat, after what we went through with our Edward, if your friend doesn't want to be found, she'll stay in the shadows. You might have to prepare yourself for that.
Dan, if you tell me what you're looking for, maybe I can help.
I'm fine. Get back to your invoices.
But you don't know what's where. And I really need to tidy that drawer.
Dad wanted his new checkbook. Oh, great. Found it. Oh, look. Last year's Christmas cards and my old fountain pen. On a photo album. Wow. A whole album of us playing at Happy Families.
Let's see. We were happy, Dan.
I can't have been happy being made to wear that horrible suit to Caroline and Oliver's wedding.
Oh, you hated it. You were sulky all day. But it's here, isn't it? In this photo and this one. We were happy. You know we were.
It can't have been built on anything solid, though. If it was, you'd still be together.
You can tell that from one photo album.
Of course not. I'm not stupid, Mum.
I know that. You're just trying to make sense of all this.
Maybe I am. Stupid, I mean. For thinking you and Dad would walk off into the sunset happy ever after. Why didn't you tell me about his gambling and what it did to you both?
We dealt with it. We got through it.
He's not dealing with any of this, though. He's a middle-aged man and he's sleeping in his dad's spare room. Mum, could you just tell me this? Are you sorry for the way you've treated Dad?
Of course I am. You know I am.
Well, then you need to tell him.
Oh, Dan, I've tried. I offered to move out.
Well, tell him again. Make him see, Mum, because none of us are going to be able to start moving on until you do tell him.
Hey, any chance of a takeaway Americano, my love? I've been dying for a coffee since breakfast.
Coming up. And a cinnamon bun to go with it.
Ooh.
On the house. I'm giving stuff away just to prove how ditzy I am with money.
You? Hardly.
Last night, right? 20 minutes, you banged on about risk versus reward and what was that other thing?
Annuities.
Annuities. You saw my eyes glaze over, but you carried on, regardless.
I know it's boring, Fallon, my love. Important stuff often is. Like pension.
Wait, you've got one and I haven't. I'm 32, Harrison. What's the flipping hurry?
It's just worth thinking about, that's all.
Well, I'd rather think about us driving across Texas in a 60s Chevy or scuba diving off the Maldives or, I don't know, just something a bit extravagant for once.
Well, fine with me, love.
I can do extravagant.
Cream tea for table six, and can they have raspberry jam? Hi, Harrison.
Oh, hi, Emma. Right then, best get on.
Don't forget, it's your turn to cook tonight.
Oh, and I so nearly did. See you later, ta-ra.
It'll be chicken and leek pie from the farm shop. That's his default setting.
Dinner for two, though. How romantic is that? It's like feeding time at the zoo at Grange Farm. Well, you do the teas, I'll do the scones.
If you want to leave early, be my guest. We're hardly rushed off our feet.
I'm in no hurry to get home.
Is Will still giving you grief?
Oh, I'm trying to forget what he said for the sake of the kids as much as anything else.
Couldn't be as tolerant as you. You deserve a medal.
No, I don't, but Clary does.
Do you want to know how intolerant I am? If Harrison shows me a leaflet about ISAs or flexible access drawdown, it's all I can do not to put it straight in the recycling.
Flexible access what?
I know. It's official. My fella's on the shortlist for boring git of the year.
Ugh. Ed could beat him on Texels, no contest, but please don't look a gift to us, eh, Fallon?
You found what you're after?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Pat. My turn to cook tonight.
Chicken and leek pie, then.
Well, what can I tell you? I'm a creature of habit. But then again, I might just treat us to two of your best ribeye steaks.
Wow, you got something to celebrate?
I'm just being extravagant, just for the heck of it.
You'll want a nice bottle of red to go with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not push the boat out? Oh, crikey. Better pay by card.
Harrison, actually, while you're here, can I ask you something?
Oh, sure. How can I help?
I'm trying to find a friend who was staying with us. She left suddenly and I'm concerned about her.
Are you worried she's in danger?
No, at least I don't think so. The thing is, she has been... Well, she is homeless. I put her up because she's been ill.
Oh. Have you tried the Elms?
Well, she's not there. Or the hostel in Felpersham. I've asked at food banks, I've talked to people who might know her, but I've drawn a blank.
Well, I hope you don't mind me asking, but is she a drinker?
Definitely not. No, I'm sure she's not.
Hmm. Well, as she's vulnerable, I think the best thing to do is go to the station and officially report her missing.
Oh, I see.
Try not to worry. Right, I better get that wine then. Have a nice evening.
Oh, lovely, Clary. I'll drink it while I clean the bathroom.
You'll do no such thing, Emma Grundy. That cup of tea buys you 5 minutes to take the weight off. 10, if you drink it really slowly.
Oh, well, since you're twisting my arm.
It's more like it. Now, how was your day?
Oh, not bad. Give me the tea room over the chicken factory any day. Fallon is so not like a proper boss should be.
It's great to hear you laugh, Emma. Bit thin on the ground round here right now. What with William still so upset about Jake.
Well, it's tough when a child has two sets of parents. Don't we know it with George? Jake should stay with his dad if it helps him get through all this.
I'm not so sure. It's just that William's taking everything so hard at the moment.
Oh, I know. And I'm still getting the brunt of it. Well, whatever Will thinks... I had every right to tell Jake off for spooking Kira like that. It doesn't mean I don't feel for the kid. And I know he didn't break the laptop all by himself. George isn't exactly an angel.
We're all feeling the strain. Don't get me wrong, I don't want him to go back to Greenwood Cottage just yet. But all of us in one house is bound to get fractious.
I tell you what the worst thing is, though. Look, I know I should make allowances, but it does upset me that... When Will said he'd never forgive me if I've driven Jake away for good.
Oh, love, I know. I'm so sorry. But like I said, he must have been out of his mind with grief to say something like that.
Oh, even that, or he means it.
He doesn't. I know he doesn't.
Medium rare with fat chips and salad. You are after some serious canoodling tonight, mister. I was expecting chicken and leek pie.
Hey, I can be spontaneous, I can be extravagant, and that reoccurs several pounds outside my comfort zone too.
I totally get it, Harrison, what you're trying to prove.
Well, that's a relief, because we can't afford this every night. Well, Fallon, I can't help it that I'm good with money.
And I'm not.
Nonsense. You run a business.
Yeah.
Just kick me when I get boring about interest rates and ISAs and...
Flexible access drawdown.
You know why I'm doing it, though?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Well, because you want us to be financially secure.
We don't know where we're going to be 10, 20 years from now. And yes, I'm definitely up for driving across Texas in a 60s Chevy.
Yes! Another glass of expensive wine?
Oh, yes, please.
So, whenever I think that you're being a wee bit obsessive about finances...
Yes.
I'll remind myself that this isn't about money. It's about us.
Oh, I couldn't have put it better myself.
Knock, knock. Can I help?
Just packing a few things to take back with me.
But you're not going till Thursday. Well, why are you leaving early, Dan?
Of course not. I've got lots on till then. Meeting up with some of the guys from school, lunch with Gran. What else? I'm counselling my parents, trying to get my head round all of this. Busy, busy.
Well, if you manage, let me know.
No, Mum. I'm sorry, but I'm not having it. You can be all wistful and confused. You can tell me that you couldn't help it, but it's for the best. You can say we were happy, but you can't make me accept this without trying to understand where it came from, what Dad did or didn't do.
I told you, darling, it's not your father's fault.
But if I still don't get it, what was the point in me coming here?
If it doesn't entirely make sense to me, how can I explain it to you?
When all this is over, divorce, dividing up your life, starting again, what's left for you?
My family, my faith, my life in Ambridge.
How can that be enough? Seriously, Mum?
It has to be. If not, I don't know what any of this is for.
You don't have to do this.
I do.
Mum, listen to me. You really, really don't.
Darling, I could have pretended I was fine. Would that have been better?
I don't know. How could I know that?
I hate that I've hurt your dad. It's never out of my mind what I've done to him. And I've hurt you too, putting you through all this. But this is the right decision. It is, Dan.
Are you sure?
Yes. Truly. It has to be.
Right, Jazza. Let's get moving.
You must have seen her. Darrington Minimart. Bright blonde hair, dead spittery aura. Oh, she's so up for a date.
Yeah, any chance we could get the pig arcs from here to Hollowtree without an update on your latest conquest?
Fine with me, pal. Neil's paying me, so I'm cool.
Yeah, he really wanted to help, but Barrow Farms is priority now.
But if I dash it up, you'll miss out on all my pearls of wisdom. I don't know about pigs, isn't he worth knowing?
Yeah, and what I know, you could write on the back of a fag packet. Every so often, I think, what on earth am I doing? The pigs have to stay profitable, or Neil won't believe I'm up to buying it off him.
Wow, did you see that?
What?
Dan Hebden Lloyd sprinting past the gate just now. Looks like he could run a marathon.
Horrible, watching your parents' marriage fall apart.
Alistair's really no taking it well. And I've got a ringside seat, remember? Okay, pearl of wisdom number one. When transporting a pig arc, ensure that it's properly secured on the trailer.
I'm not a complete novice.
So how come it keeps shifting?
No, you can't stop here, Jazza. It's a public highway.
It's only a wee back lane. I can't drive on either. Well, go on, sort it out.
We'll sort it out quicker if you help. Anyway, who says I secured it badly?
Well, it can't have been me.
What's the problem?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Aldridge. Won't take a mo. We're just doing a safety check.
That ought to do it.
Is there any chance you'd get it out of my way before bedtime? I'm running late.
Better safe than sorry. There you go.
I heard you were a gentleman of leisure these days. So what's the hurry?
Don't you believe everything you hear. I'm on my way to a meeting in Borchester.
Either that or he's returning his library books.
Right, we'll get out of your way.
Oh, it's quite a job, transferring a pig unit.
Ah, piece of cake.
Shame the pigs won't be organic once they're moved.
True, but Neil's got some new markets lined up.
Oh, he knows his stuff all right.
Well, Rex, he's pig ignorant.
I hope it works out. Now, if you could just pull over, I can be on my way. There's a good chap.
You and your dad popping over to check on Greenwood, that'll give you a bit of focus for today.
Well, I'll take my toolbox in case anything needs fixing.
Ah, nice one, son. I can plane down that sticky door.
Brian letting me work part-time has been a real godsend.
Yeah, it's good of him to support you and give you as much time with the kids as you need.
Well, especially with all he's had on his plate these past few months.
Dad, have you got my hammer?
Oh, we're in the barn. I'll fetch it when we leave.
We just need to stay positive. Do something positive every day. Like, maybe clearing the air with Emma. That might help, love.
Well, she knows how I feel, Mum. End off. Anyway, it's not her I'm bothered about.
Oh, Jake will be back soon, William. I'm sure of it. He just needs some time out to clear his head.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, love, give us a hug.
Mum, I can't breathe.
I tell you, I wouldn't let you screw up if we do one.
So you reckon they're okay like that?
Rex, mate. The pig arts couldn't be more perfectly spaced if you tried. But if you're still worried, why don't we get Linda Snell round to Feng Shui them?
All right, I'll shut up.
It's good. You care. The pigs will pick up on that. Not like the poor porkers at Beryl Farm being fed by robots.
Well, we'll make a start on the water supplies next.
Well, we don't want your pigs going thirsty. I could be in need of a drink myself the night at the bull, if you want to show your gratitude.
Definitely.
Plus, it'll get me away from Jim and Alistair. At their age, you'd think they'd have a better handle on how women tick.
Why? What's Jim up to?
His piano teacher's got the hots for him. He's the smartest guy I've ever met, so how come he hasn't twigged?
I really think it's going to be okay. I've got a good feeling about this, Jazza.
What, Jim and his piano teacher?
Me and the pigs. Yes, it'll be a steep learning curve, but...
You can do this, pal.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, eh?
Smells a bit musty in here. Nothing a few open windows won't cure. Come on in, son.
Oh, I was just looking at the garden. Oh, it's so quiet. Dead.
Just needs people. Laughter. Kid stuff everywhere.
It needs getting back to normal. Soon as. But I don't know where to start.
Do you want your mum to sort through Nick's things for you? I remember when me mum died, that was the worst bit.
I'll do it. I'll bag up as much as I can part with and give it to a charity shop. Nick would want her stuff going to a good cause. But maybe not just yet. I can't do it yet.
Oh, of course not, son. You take all the time you need.
She's still here, isn't she? My Nick. We loved that view. Painted that daft little stool. Cracked that floor tile. I can't even remember how she did it now. She was that annoyed with herself.
You got a stack of posts to open?
Well, it's waited this long. Another day or two won't hurt.
So, is there anything you want to do while we're here?
Yep. Actually, I think there is, Dad. Let's get this house back to normal so that me and the kids can move back. We can't stay at Grange Farm forever.
Stay as long as you like.
Ah, Jake's right. His mum is more than a plot in the ground. This is where we should remember her, and we'll do that best by living here. And when we move back and we make this a proper family home again, Jake will soon see where he belongs.
But how would you manage, son? Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Crispy chicken, sweet corn and oven chips. How does that sound for a slap-up gourmet tea?
They'd eat it every day if we let them.
What are you doing, love?
Oh, I'm picking Kira's Easter bunny ears. Oh. Poppy wants pussycat ears and a stripy tail for that party on Saturday. So I'll see what I can conjure up.
Will Kira mind?
She offered them, bless her, because Poppy don't have a mummy anymore. Oh. Honestly, Clary nearly broke my heart.
Poppy misses Jake too.
She's only 4. How could she make sense of why he's not here? Oh, I totally get it though, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. But I still don't agree with Eddie that Jake staying at Andrew's is for the best. Oh, me chicken. Hello, love. You all right?
Yeah, not bad actually. Emma?
I will. I'll tell you what, Clary, if tea's nearly ready, I'll round up the kids to wash their hands.
5 minutes tops. Where's your dad?
Oh, the bull. He wanted to buy me a pint, but I wasn't in the mood.
And how was the cottage?
Empty. But not for much longer. I told Dad we're moving back.
And what did he say?
Well, he worried that we'd struggle.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Now, I know I can sort my head out if I make the cottage a proper family home again. Nick would be gutted to see it so...
I don't know, so abandoned. And quiet.
Unlike here. New Street Station at Rochelle.
Plus, you need Grange Farm to yourselves again.
We don't, love. Honestly.
It'll give me something to do. Get the house the way Nick always wanted. And make it somewhere Jake feels at home again. What's this?
Kira's bunny ears. Emma's making them into cat's ears for Poppy.
Why?
She wants them for a party.
Oh, Poppy will love them. That's really nice of Emma.
Well, I don't expect anything less. I wouldn't have managed without her these last few weeks. We're lucky to have her in our family, aren't we?
Very nice of you, Brian. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm just glad to hear Will's coming through all this.
Oh, in his own time, in his own way. Your support is very much appreciated. Clary and me couldn't be more grateful.
Well, we miss him, obviously. But Pete's doing a sterling job, and we don't want Will rushing back to full-time work until he's ready.
Well, if you'd not bothered about William, what with all the business at Low Mead, well, we wouldn't have been surprised. How's it going, anyway?
Oh, we're getting there. Oh, we meet again.
Oh, hi, Mr. Aldridge. Sorry about this morning. Can I buy you a drink to make up for it?
I wouldn't dream of it. Anyway, I need to be going. Look, I'll put 20 quid behind the bar to toast your new enterprise.
Oh.
Jerry, I'm buying Rex and Eddie a drink.
Oh, thanks. Well, you won't say no, will you, Eddie?
Would seem churlish. Cheers, Brian. And thanks again, you know, for all your support.
Not at all. Bye.
Bye. Bye. So, you've moved Neil's pigs to Hollow Tree.
Went really well.
Jazza knows his stuff, and don't he know it?
Apparently I owe him at least 4 pints of lager for helping me. talk of the devil. What's the better you can't come because he's on a promise from Darrington's answer to Rita Ora? Jazza, Eddie will drink yours if you don't get here soon. Seriously, you're kidding me. Oh, okay, I'm on my way.
Keep them eyes closed now, okay?
Is Poppy all right?
She's out cold. It's Kira who can't sleep.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, me too. Night then.
Emma, can we talk?
Go on then, Will. What do you want to say?
Well, first off, thanks for making those cat's ears for Poppy.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've been checking out dance classes for her. She loves dancing, just like her mum. If she needs a special costume or anything, I could really do with your help.
I'd be happy to.
I shouldn't have had a go at you last week.
No, you shouldn't.
Jake can get a bit wild sometimes.
His mum has died. That's too much for any kid. But saying it was my fault he stayed at Andrew's, that is what hurt Will.
I know you're not the reason he's still there.
And you said you'd forgiven me for upsetting Nick. But if I'd driven Jake away, you'd never forgive me.
But I'm really sorry. I'm trying to hold it all together, but it's so hard.
Not having Nick with us, it's unbearable.
You're a good friend to her.
She was to me. I wouldn't be on the parish council if it weren't for her. Look, I know you're worried about Jake, but he's dealing with it the best he can. If it means staying with his dad, maybe that's what he needs to do.
Well, that'll change when we move back to Greenwood Cottage. It's our home, Nick's home. When Jake comes back, he'll want to stay. I'm sure he will.
Well, let's hope so, hey?
Emma?
Yeah?
Thank you. I mean it. Thank you.
Good night, Will.
Good night.
Right. I've checked every inch. That fence is 100% secure. I defy any pig to get out.
You said that yesterday, and they still escaped.
You need to start thinking like a pig, Rex. If they want to do a runner, they will. I reckon one of the sows got disorientated. made a dash for it and took down the fence on the way. But they never got beyond the perimeter fence, thanks to yours truly.
Yep, well spotted, mate. You definitely get that thank you pint you missed out on. Nice of Eddie to help round them up last night.
Aye, said it distracted him for a while. Apparently Will reckons he's ready to move himself and the kids back into the cottage when Eddie reckons he's anything but. Sounds like the poor guy's still in bits.
Yeah, trying to get things back to normal, I suppose. Can't blame him. All right then, let's get this lot paired up.
It shouldn't take long to match the windows to their mums in daylight. We need to make sure the dry sows are in the right pens as well. Look at this fella here. Cute as a button or what?
Thanks, Jazza. Wouldn't know where to start without you here to help.
Happy to. Right, so, I won't ask Neil to pay me for all the extra hours I put in last night and this morning. I'll make my invoice out direct to you. 5 hours at time and a half, okay with you, Rex? Your face. A couple of pints and some pork scratchings ought to cover it.
Oh, poor old Sintra. You aren't yourself at all, are you, girl?
Oh, she seemed anxious yesterday, off her food, not drinking. Then when I checked on her this morning, she was pawing the ground and wanting to lie down.
You checked her heart rate?
I was just about to when you arrived. Thanks for coming.
Did you really think I wouldn't?
No, of course not.
Oh, that's a relief. I'd hate Sintra to get caught in the crossfire just in case she sides with you.
She's a big fan of yours, if I remember rightly.
So, she won't mind me checking her vital signs and gut sounds. Then we'll see about a rectal exam and a nasogastric tube. But let's get her sedated first. Don't need another kick in the teeth right now. Sorry, that was uncalled for.
Be my guest. Dan and Mum think I've got a heart of stone too.
Okay, Sintra, let's take a listen. Definitely spasmodic colic, but nothing serious. We'll soon get her back on her feet. Oh, thanks for the pillow, by the way. I still hate being in Dad's spare room, but at least I'm getting a decent night's sleep now.
I'm not.
Oh, why is that, do you think?
I knew this would be tough on all of us, but I did think it might get easier as we adjusted to...
To what? Me leaving my home? Wondering whether you mean it or you're having some kind of emotional crisis?
Yes, and yes, I do mean it. And yes, perhaps I am.
Okay. Let's get poor old Sintra sedated.
I wanted to come round yesterday, but I lost my nerve. I was worried I might end up making things worse.
Not sure how.
But I am sorry, Alistair. You said you couldn't move on until you heard that from me.
Are you? Are you really?
Of course I am. Because I can see how much I've hurt you.
Once I've checked the water supplies, I'll do a final head count just to be on the safe side. Am I starting to look like a real pig man, Jazza?
Well, you're covered in mud. And worse. So I reckon you'll pass.
Yeah, you can tell Anisha and I were made for each other. Both doing jobs that require a proper bath afterwards.
Oh, sweet. Who isn't each other doing by candlelight? And who said romance was deed?
One traumatised piglet in search of his mum. Oh. One of yours, I'm guessing.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Where'd you find it? Oh,
that footpath off the green. I was just in the zone, nearly fell over it.
You had a piggy break out last night. I thought we'd rounded them all up, but...
I'd better check the perimeter fence for gaps. Thanks, mate. Now I owe you a drink, too.
Hey, we could toast my promotion. I'm Captain Hebden Lloyd now.
Oh, hey, congratulations. Oh, looks like army life really suits you.
I miss all the workouts when I'm away. These morning runs keep me in shape. Plus, gets me away from the atmosphere at home.
Ah, yeah, must be rough seeing your folks going their separate ways.
Oh, they're adults. They should be able to sort it out without hurting each other.
Your dad isn't taking it too well. Slamming doors, giving me grief because he says a snore. Which I don't, by the way.
Dan really doesn't need your spin on it, Jazza.
I can't get over it. Him moving in with you and Grandad. Well, that's going to help.
I keep telling him he needs to get back in the saddle. Play the field, pasture's new. That's how you cure a broken heart.
Not really his style.
He won't know till he tries.
Jazza, give it a rest.
All right, let me try help.
See you in the ball, then.
Sorry, I'm leaving tonight. Oh. And trust me. It's way too soon for Dad to be getting back in any saddles. See ya.
Another satisfied customer. Well done, Sintra. The fluids have helped. I can always administer analgesics if she has any further pain.
I'll keep an eye on her. Would you like a coffee?
Oh, I'd better not. I need to be at a dairy farm in Loxley Barrett at 10:30.
The Borchester Angler. That was it.
That was what?
The name of that seafood restaurant. You know, where we had our first date. It was going really well. And then you got called away to deal with a crisis at Grange Farm. Mm.
Breech burst, I think.
Mm. And I came with you. I saw you deliver that calf and I thought, he's so dedicated and caring and so calm in a crisis. I was impressed.
Might have seemed like that, Shula, but secretly I was pining for my abandoned squid risotto.
I truly am sorry, Alistair. Please believe that.
Well, gonna have to, aren't I? Your feelings aren't gonna change, are they?
No.
Just wanted to be sure.
But even so, it's not right. Me here with all this space and you cramped in your dad's spare room.
What are you saying?
Well, maybe we could try again, living together. No, not together, you understand?
Shula, it's fine. I know what you mean.
So you'll think about it.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone around?
I won't be a minute, Alistair.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Sorry to disturb you.
Oh, that's okay. Have you come for riding lessons?
No, but that sounds like fun. I'm trying to find the nearest petrol station.
Oh, let's see. There's one on the bypass, just before the Edgeley turn-off. You can't miss it.
I need to dash, Shula. Keep me posted about Sintra, but I think she's on the mend.
Thank you for everything.
I'll pop round later to say goodbye to Dan, and, well, we'll see. Bye then.
Bye. Sorry. Were you in the middle of something?
It's all right. We're finished. Now, what was it you wanted? Oh, yes, petrol station.
On the bypass, just before the Edgeley turn-off. I can't miss it. So much has changed around here. So many new houses, for one thing.
You know Ambridge, then?
A bit. From way back. I suppose change is inevitable. Things can't stay the same forever, can they? You have to move forward.
Yes, you do.
It's true, Jazza. Anisha's the most uncoupled girlfriend I've ever had.
I used to think Fallon and Harrison were two free spirits. Two independent people that just happened to be together. But they've been sucked into the dark side. That's why you stop talking about pubs and gigs and having a laugh and start banging on about interest rates and garden centres instead. Everybody crosses earth sooner or later, but no Jazza McCreary.
Young, free and single sounds great. Middle-aged, free and single doesn't have quite the same ring.
You fall head over heels for somebody. Then they go, or you go, or they die. Poor wee Nick. Or they suddenly stop being a couple at Shula and Alistair. Why put yourself through it? It's no worth the aggro, I'm telling you.
Go on, Dan, have some more. I made enough to feed an army captain.
I've put on 2.5 kilos since I've been home. No more shepherd's pie, Mum, please.
I bet your gran didn't let you starve this afternoon.
Oh, cheese scones, 2 kinds of cake, and the infamous flapjacks.
Oh, she doesn't make those for just anybody. Is she okay?
Okay in general, or okay about you and Dad?
Both.
Oh, she was on good form, actually. Caught me up on everyone. Let's see, Pip's blooming, Josh made a killing on a rusty old combine, and Freddy's revising really hard, sometimes all night long. Elizabeth reckons he's been swapped for an alien Freddy, but she's not complaining.
How was she about me and your dad? Still upset?
Well, yes, Mum. We all are. We can't just turn it off.
Of course you can't.
I think she thought I could help, that my presence would solve everything. Actually, I thought that too when I first arrived.
I know you did.
She's just worried for you. She doesn't want you to be lonely. Neither do I.
I've been through all this with her. I won't be. And if I am, I'll just have to find a way through. Other people do, don't they?
So me and Anisha have upped our training routine to be in shape for the first match of the season. Waterley Cross might prove to be half decent for once.
I don't get it.
Well, training or having a girlfriend?
Training with your girlfriend. Been on the same cricket team, that has to be as coupley as it gets.
No, Anisha's totally her own person. I mean, it's why it kind of works, even if she is a better bowler than me.
Don't let her know that or you're done for. Rex, were you staring at?
Yep, she's definitely looking at you.
Who is?
A drop-dead gorgeous blonde by the fireplace. She can't take her eyes off you.
As if I'd fall for a trick like that. What kind of mug do you...
She's coming over, heading straight for us. She... So these electric fences, they're effective, are they?
Jazza, it is you, isn't it?
Hannah! Wow, look, it's Hannah. We used to work together. When was it?
Nearly 10 years ago.
Well, if Jazza isn't going to introduce me. Hi, I'm Rex.
Nice to meet you.
You're just passing through.
Didn't I always say I'd come back, Jazza? I've been hired as Neil's deputy manager at Barrow Farm.
This is okay, isn't it, Shula?
Yes, of course. I'm pleased. I really am.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Because I really don't want to have to walk out of here a second time.
I think I've got everything. Even Gran's tin of flapjacks. Dad? Hi. What's with the bags?
It's not right for your dad to be sharing with Jim and Jazza when this is his home.
That's putting it mildly. It's like the old couple plus one.
So he's moving back in. We know you want us to be together, Dan, and we will be. But just in a different way. Until we can work out what happens next.
Wow. Great. I'm impressed. Well, I suppose I better get going.
Yes, you've got a long drive ahead of you.
I'll stop for breaks, don't worry. And thanks for the flask of coffee.
Oh.
Bye then, Mum. I'm really glad I could be here.
Me too, darling. It was a big help.
Bye, Dad.
Yeah, you drive carefully, won't you, mate? We love you very much.
Steady. Army captains don't cry. I'll text when I get there. Bye then.
We can do this, can't we, Shula?
There's only one way to find out.
Well, that's the last one cut. I can help with the sanding if you like, Dad.
You get started on staining them, William.
Okie dokie. I always thought that alcove was crying out for shelves. I mean, okay, Jake's only staying the weekend, but he'll know I've done it to show him where his proper home is.
Well, he's got two homes, isn't he?
But he needs to be here, with Mia and Poppy and me. I can't let Nick down.
Yeah, okay, son. I know what you're trying to do, but don't keep building your hopes up. Don't pressure the lad.
So, you going to finish sanding that shelf, or do you want me to do it?
Oh, I'll just stop for a minute with some water. God, that dust gets everywhere.
Oh, you two have been busy. Some parcels got delivered after you left. Thought you might need them, whatever they are.
Oh, great, yeah. Before Christmas, Nick was saying she wanted to give the front room a spring facelift.
Oh.
And, well, I couldn't sleep a couple of nights ago, so I ordered a bunch of stuff online.
Oh, she always kept that room lovely.
Ah, even lovelier now. Yeah. Look, Mum, new cushion covers.
Oh.
Yeah, those other parcels should be a throw for the sofa, and, well, I can't actually remember.
Pretty shade of red.
Oh, that's what I thought, yeah. There's a new rug coming too, and a nest of tables for when we eat in front of the telly, and a sports package for the telly, and a sound system for the bedroom. Jake and George will be over the moon.
What's the cost of fortune?
You've been really pushing the boat out these last few weeks.
So? Can't take it with you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, you finish the sanding, Dad, and I can make a start on the desk. I'll just double-check the measurements.
Desk? When did you come up with that?
Half an hour ago. He can't give Jake his very own room while he's sharing with George, so he's making him a little study space in the corner of the dining room. His GCSEs ain't far off.
William's thought of everything.
Well, the only thing he's forgotten is that teenage boys have minds of their own. The more they're pushed, the more they dig their heels in.
Here you are. You looked far too busy to make yourself a cup of coffee.
Oh, great, thanks.
Now, is there anything I can help with?
The blue caravan's letting in water above the bed. Well, you couldn't get someone over to mend it?
Just leave it to me, darling.
Oh, thanks.
Adam, I know you're keeping busy to stop yourself thinking about the baby.
Ian wants to talk about it all the time. I keep telling him, what do we gain by overanalyzing it?
You knew it might not work straight away.
Oh, and then you can't help thinking, right, that's one less chance to become a dad. Two more attempts, and that's it.
Or two more chances for it to work.
I don't know if I can face it all again.
Well, you wouldn't give up now, would you?
It has been on my mind. But promise not to say anything to Ian while I'm still sorting it out in my head.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
You haven't. Did you want to use a computer?
Pretend I'm not here. It shouldn't be hard. Just need something from the filing cabinet.
Not to worry. I'll finish off later. Thanks for the coffee, Mum.
Was it something I said?
Not everything revolves around you, Brian.
Well, that makes a welcome change. Are you right, Jenny?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm always fine. That's my job around here. Well, I'll leave you to find your important file.
Oh, go in, you flipping screw.
Who's winning?
The wall. It's like it's made of solid steel.
Is that an old door?
Well, it was. Now it's a desk. Just needs a lick of paint, and Jake's got his own quiet space when the other kids are running riot.
Give the place a good dusting. I'll wash the windows next.
Thanks. You and Dad have been great. Even though I know Dad thinks Jake should stay with Andrew.
Well, it's tricky, love. Jake gets overwhelmed by all the memories, all the grief. But the sad feelings don't stay here when he's somewhere else. They go with you, don't they?
That's what I've been saying to anyone who'll listen. Right. I'm going to get that bracket screwed in if it's the last thing I do.
Or you could open up your post. It's been gathering dust on the sideboard for goodness knows how long.
Oh, go on then, give it here.
It's probably mostly junk mail.
Opticians, water rates, credit card, bonus loyalty points for Mrs. Nicola Louise Grundy. Now, what's this? Oh, it's from BL. Thanks a bunch. Martin Ruddy Gibson. We'll talk about kicking you when you're down.
Who's he when he's at home?
Well, he signs off as chair of Borchester Land. He must have taken over from Brian. Listen to this. Dear Mr. Grundy, whilst we at BL wish to reiterate our sincere condolences for the death of your wife, it falls to me to clarify your current employee status.
What's that mean?
Your compassionate leave is soon to end, at which point I would appreciate it if you could inform me whether you intend to return to full-time work or remain part-time and relinquish all benefits of being head gamekeeper. I'm not having that.
What, love?
Including use of Greenwood Cottage.
You can't mean that, surely. It's your home. William, where are you going?
Where do you think?
Hello?
Oh, Adam. Thought you were Ed.
Oh, should I be?
Well, I've asked him to come and fix the leak, but I thought I'd better take a look myself in case the upholstery needs replacing. But luckily, no, just needs a good airing.
Oh, thanks, Mum. And I'm sorry.
What on earth for?
For not having better news about the baby.
Oh, there's nothing to apologise for. It's nobody's fault.
Hope not.
Well, I won't have you thinking like that. Kate certainly wouldn't. You know how bossy she can be about negative energy and positive thinking.
Why sort out your life the hard way when you can think it better?
I'm all for positivity, but it's not been easy to locate my happy place these past few months.
You've been a star.
No, hardly.
You have. You must be exhausted.
Just goes on and on. This difficult atmosphere and Brian and I treating each other like house guests rather than husband and wife. And now the disappointment about the baby.
You said it yourself. We've still got two more chances. Don't go all negative thinking on me or I'm done for.
Yeah, well, I just want to see a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't care how long the tunnel is. If there's the faintest glimmer ahead.
Oh, well, give it another go and another after that. And then, I hope, we'll have a new life to celebrate.
Yes, well, fingers crossed, darling, and do you know, Kate will think it's all down to her.
Yes, yes, I'm still holding. Look, I've just told you, Brian Aldridge. I even spelled it for you.
Brian? I need a word, it's urgent. Dad thought I'd find you in the
just
hall.
Just a sec, Will, I won't keep you. Well, thank you, I'd appreciate it. And if I don't hear from him, I'll try again at 4. Bye. Now, how can I help?
Well, they want to make me homeless. Gibson, me and the kids, they're kicking us out.
Come on, sit down, Will. Get your breath back.
I've just been to see him, Martin Gibson. Mm. Well, he's calling himself chair of BL. Well, since when?
Oh, never mind that. Just start at the beginning.
Well, I'm doing up Greenwood Cottage, right?
Right.
So we can move out of Grange Farm and get our lives back, all of us. Then Martin Gibson writes me this snotty letter saying if I don't go full-time, I lose the house.
That seems very harsh.
We can't do that, can he?
Well, I'd have to look into your contract, but if I know Martin, he'll find some loophole if it means getting what he wants.
Oh, Mum thought it was a mistake, that no one could be so cruel. So I went straight over to see him. Yeah. Turns out he's just as much of a... he's just as nasty face-to-face as he is in his letter.
Well, when were you planning to return to work?
Well, I've no idea. I don't even know what we're having for tea tonight. How can I take care of the kids if I'm full-time?
Yes, I see.
Do you know what he said to me? He said, I'm sorry about your circumstances, but we're running a business here.
Sounds very like Martin.
Can you have a word with him, Brian? I know it would help.
Well, to be honest, Will, an intervention from me is unlikely to change Martin's mind.
Well, that's it then. Damned if I stay part-time, damned if I go full-time. Some choice,
look,
eh?
Look, I could ask Annabel Shrivner to put in a good word for you. It's worth a try anyway.
Love. Eddie, William's back.
He's watching TV with Poppy and Kira.
You all sorted with that Mr. Gibbons?
Gibson? Yeah, all sorted. Just come by to tell you.
Ah, you were gone so long I put them shelves up by myself. They look really good. Jake will be made up. All sorted?
Yeah, I just said. We can stay as long as we like. Yeah.
Even if you only work part-time?
I said so, didn't I? Right, I'm going back to Greenwood Cottage to finish our desk when Jake gets here. See you later.
Oh, what a relief, Eddie. When he didn't get back, I started to think the worst.
Oh, William must have put his case fair and square and won him round. I'll tell you something, Clary, love. I'm really proud of the lad.
You wouldn't let me drink alone, would you, Jenny?
We do a lot of things alone at the moment. Sleep, eat, catch up with our children.
It may be of my doing, but it's not of my choice.
Very nicely put, Brian. Yes, yes, please, I'd love a glass.
Here you are. Oh, cheers. Oh, I was ready for that. It's been a bit of a day.
Some new ghastliness at Lowmead. I don't think I can take much more.
Martin Gibson's threatening to kick Will Grundy out of Greenwood Cottage if he doesn't come back to work full-time.
Well, he can't do that, can he?
Well, he's in the big chair now. He can do what he wants.
You can't stop him.
No, not officially. I'll have a damn good try. Via Annabel. I might lobby Justin, too. And Will's a huge asset to BL, and he deserves their loyalty. I'm right, aren't I, Jenny?
Well, yes, of course you are, completely. Have you, spoken to Adam since this morning?
Well, it's not easy when he won't be in the same room as me.
He's trying to stay so positive, but, well, if the next transfer doesn't work, he'll be in pieces.
Well, I wish I could talk to him. Well, I'm no expert on this surrogacy business, but I know Adam and Ian. They're two very determined people, and if they want a child, by God, they'll find a way.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel, Brian. Well, how I want to feel.
Well, then, we'll do whatever we can to help, won't we?
If it stops us being strangers, I'm all for it.
Well, one step at a time, eh? Oh, damn it, I'm sorry. I've got to take this call. Doug, at last. We've been playing telephone tag for days. No. This is as good a time as any. Far away. Oh, I see. Oh. And that's the final offer, is it? Oh, well, it's a good deal less than I wanted, but I'm over a barrel. For the good of Home Farm, we'd better proceed.
Thank you. This is the BBC.
Death in Ice Valley.
A major new podcast series.
She was laying with her head down there and her legs up here.
A woman's unidentified body. A 47-year-old mystery. Our investigation.
Search for Death in Ice Valley wherever you find your podcasts.